Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Fawn is the Villain. I'm Nova Lane, your guide through this digital wilderness, here to help you reclaim your time and sanity one screen-free step at a time. Today, we're tackling something that haunts us all. Procrastination. That sneaky little beast that whispers sweet nothings in our ears, making us believe tomorrow is always a better day to get things done. Ever feel like you're constantly drowning in a sea of to-dos, with your phone acting as the life preserver pulling you further under? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to let procrastination win. Today, we're diving deep into some fun free techniques that can help you conquer those mountains of lather. We're going to unleash the power of intention, embrace boredom, and rediscover the magic of doing things offline. Are you ready to kick procrastination to the curb? Let's do this. First up, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Your phone. It's a constant source of distraction, a bottomless pit of notifications, and a master manipulator when it comes to keeping us glued to the screen. But here is the secret weapon. Intentionally disconnecting from it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't go for a run while wearing earplugs that blast out heavy metal music, right? You need silence to hear your own breath, feel your body move, and appreciate the scenery. It's the same with tackling tasks. When you disconnect from your phone, you create space for focus, clarity, and deep work. Next up, embrace boredom. Yeah, you heard that right. Boredom isn't the enemy, it's a breeding ground for creativity, innovation, and self-discovery. Remember those days before smartphones when we actually had to entertain ourselves? We built forts, played board games, read books, real, tangible experiences that fueled our imagination and kept us engaged. When you allow yourself to be bored, your mind starts wandering, making connections, and generating new ideas. You might even stumble upon a hidden talent or passion you never knew you had. So the next time you feel that urge to reach for your phone out of sheer boredom, resist it. Embrace the quiet moments and see where they lead you. Another powerful technique is the Pomodoro technique. It's simple but effective. Set a timer for 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break. Repeat this cycle 4 times, then take a longer break of 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The key here is to create a rhythm that keeps you engaged and prevents burnout. Think of it like training your brain to be more productive. Just like any muscle, our brains need rest and recovery to function at their best. By alternating between focused work sessions and breaks, you're giving your mind the fuel it needs to stay sharp and motivated. You know that feeling when you finally finish a daunting task? The sense of accomplishment, the surge of energy, and the newfound clarity? That's the magic of overcoming procrastination. But sometimes, we need a little help getting started. Imagine this. You have a huge project looming over you, it feels overwhelming, right? But what if instead of diving headfirst into the chaos, you took just 5 minutes to outline your goals and break down the tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks? By setting clear intentions and creating a roadmap, you're removing the fear of the unknown and making the task feel less daunting. Remember, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of triumph, and slip-ups along the way. But the most important thing is to keep showing up for yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and never give up on your goals. So, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and silence those notifications, embrace a little boredom, and get started on that project you've been putting off. Remember, the power to reclaim your time and achieve your dreams is in your hands. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember we're all in this together. Share your stories, challenges, and triumphs with us on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Until next time, keep those phones at bay and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.